This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. For more than five decades, composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim has been a vital part of the American musical theater experience.
Into the woods without delay, but careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key.
Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody
run. The man who's won Tonys, Grammys, an Academy Award, and a Pulitzer was in Philadelphia last night to receive the Arden Theatre Company's first ever Master Storyteller Award. Howie Shapiro, who blogs about theatre for Newsworks.org, was there. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Well, tell us how Stephen Sondheim was supposed to be honored last night, and then what actually happened.
Okay, the original plan, the one that everybody was, of course, counting on, was that three things would happen. Supporters of this new award would be having dinner at $1,000 a plate at Zahav, which is on 2nd Street, not far from Walnut. On 2nd Street, north of Market, is the Arden Theater, and there everybody would file from the dinner, as well as another 225 people who paid $250 a ticket, to hear a special concert that Stephen Sondheim would also be hearing with them, to watch Philadelphia area performers do his songs, and he would be presented the award, and then there was going to be a reception. That didn't work out quite as planned. Around 7 p.m., just before 7 p.m., a power outage hit Old City, part of Old City, the part that the Arden is in. So people were filing in for the concert. The early arrivals were filing in, and the place was lit only by the fading daylight. We all stood, I was among the people who filed in, and we all stood in the lobby wondering what was going to happen. You know, we were an hour to concert time, and nothing seemed to be happening. And then the place got more and more crowded and more and more crowded, and hors d'oeuvres were served.
What did they end up doing?
Well, we all sort of munched on hors d'oeuvres and left it to the people who run the Arden to figure out what to do. It was getting darker and darker, and people were lighting some candles that were found, and a few people had little flashlights. And, of course, people were using their cell phones for light. But it was about... Well, it was way later, it seemed, that Amy Murphy, who is the managing director of the Arden, came in and announced that we would all be walking. It was raining. We would all be walking north on Market Street, a few doors, and going to the Arden's fairly new Hamilton building, which is the building where they do all their education work, and they make all their scenery. And we would be going into the scene shop. And that's what we all did. We filed into the scene shop. But before that happened, what was going on in the background that we didn't know about was wild. Terry Nolan, who is the producing artistic director, was cutting the show with a guy named Matt Decker. Matt also is Matt's the assistant producing director.
So they couldn't do everything. They had to go on.
No, they couldn't do everything. They were cutting the show. The people from the Arden staff were running around the scene shop, taking out all the saws and all the machinery, finding every chair they could. They were joined by people from the $1,000 a plate dinner who came and volunteered to help. And when we walked in, it was a set-up auditorium in the middle of this industrial fluorescent-lit space. Sondheim sat in front. There's a little stage that had been put together. Half of the performers sang. The orchestra was sent home. Only the pianist was there. And he was, he clapped mightily. I was standing in the back. I could see him, his hands up in the air. And he was really, really appreciative.
Well, the show must go on, of course. So Sondheim, he received his award. What were his comments?
Actually, he made them very brief. I think he was quite emotional, and tearing up. He said that if he were running a concert and an awards dinner, and the lights suddenly went out and there was no electricity, he would have been horrified. And he also, I think I can't remember exactly the word he used, but he then said that that Terry Nolan, he watched Terry Nolan handle this really calmly and change everything on the spot. And he said that's just one reason people should support the Arden, because it's in good hands. He said he'd be hysterical. That was the word he used.
Mm.
And he said he wanted to thank everybody for supporting the Arden. The Arden has produced his work 13 times in 27 years.
Yes.
And then he said I would go on, but I would start to cry.
Oh, well, I've got to cut you off. Howie, thank you for the update, the color commentary from last night. Sondheim himself, a big supporter of the Arden in many ways over the years. We've been talking with Howie Shapiro, who blogs about theater for Newsworks.org. He's the Broadway critic for the Classical Network.
To sell the gold.
Into the woods to get the money.
Into the woods to lift the spell.
To make the